T-Mobile.
Go KB2TUN.
T-U-N, I believe it was. This is Whiskey United 2 Tango.
Right, Kilo Bra 2 Golf Uniform November. Good afternoon, sir. How's it going this evening?
I just left lunch, so I'm got to go make a stop and then head for home. And I'm going to take a nap this afternoon.
I know that feeling. I haven't had lunch. I usually eat two meals a day. Probably lunchtime, I'll probably take a snack. I just actually just finished eating a banana. And sitting here logging my polling information in.
Well, I may go home and play some HF this afternoon. I might. There's a 20-meter net that's on this afternoon. I hope I can be heard, and I might check into that and see what I'm going to do after that. I don't know. I had a long, very long day yesterday, so I'm still tired from that.
What 20-meter net is that?
Country Club runs a bunch of HF nets, and we have a 20-meter net on Sunday afternoon. Our time around here locally, it's at 3 o'clock, so it will be at 2 o'clock. So it'll be on, it'll start in about 40, and they'll start taking check-ins about somewhere around 1:30 our time, and then the net actually starts at 2. And people from all over check in, and we get a lot of, and in fact, we get some DX stations checking in occasionally also.
You say what frequency is that?
Well, the frequency, our starting frequency where we usually go is at 14320. But due to all the different people that get on in that area, we sometimes have to find another one. But we use a program called NetLogger to log our contacts, and if you open up NetLogger, and it's a free piece of software, you open it up and you click on the list to see what nets are running at that time, and then it'll show you what actual frequency that net is on.
Okay, I gotta check that one out. Yeah, I gotta check that one out because I heard something about it, but wasn't sure about it, so I didn't even get into it.
Outside 3905 CCN. That's 3905 Charlie November. Oscar Romeo Golf, and it tells all about our nets. And because we have nets on 20 meters, 40 meters, 75 meters, we do CW, we do PSK, we do Ritty, we do sideband, and all of those, we do nets every day of the week and every night of the week, and CW and 20-meter nets on Saturdays and Sundays, so and holidays. So check out that website, and you'll find out a lot more about our information. We are a good club. We're an international worked all states and DX awards club, so we've got people all over the world that check in with us from time to time.
Give me that website one more time again, please.
3905 Charlie November dot Oscar Romeo Golf. 3905 CCN.org.
Be 3905. Gotcha.
05 Charlie November dot Oscar Romeo Golf, and that'll give you all the information. You'll see a lot of stuff on there, and I'm the secretary for that club, but it's a good club, and we'd like to have new folks join us. You get lots of extra calls when you're a new station.
Yeah, well, like I said, I should be finishing up here soon. I got probably about a couple more pages to do of because I went out Thursday, Thursday, I believe it was. Yeah, Thursday. I went out Thursday, and me and another gentleman went out and did some polling stations. We went out and went to a park and worked out for a little bit. And so I'm just getting started this evening to log some of the stuff in now.
That's why the net logger and a lot of the logging groups use NetLogger, and a lot of the different clubs that are around use NetLogger. So it's very good, and it's a good logging program, and it'll help you keep up with your logging. And that's one of the several that I use. I only use it for these nets, but there are several out there. And I'll be back in a few minutes. I'm getting ready to pull up here where I got to talk to a drive-thru. So, and I'll be underneath their awning, and it'll shut me off because my antenna rubs on it. Be back in a few minutes, W2T.
All right, KB2GUN on standby.
Blue Tango Mobile.
Dwin?
Where are you located?
Mills River.
Trying to figure out where that is. That's not a town, an area that rings a bell with me usually, and I could travel a lot of places around upstate South Carolina and a little bit of North Carolina, too, so that's a new one to me.
Going towards Brevard, not too far from Hendersonville and also Asheville.
Yeah, I've got some friends that live up in the Hendersonville, Asheville area, so I know about the neighborhood you're in anyway. Let's put it that way.
So your QTH is where?
I had static come through.
Okay, and your area is where?
I'm located down here near Spartanburg in a little town called Moore.
Oh, okay, I'm not actually too much familiar with the South too much. I'm originally from Baltimore, Maryland, and been here now 7 years, going on 8 years now.
You're still a new guy to the area down here. I've lived in South Carolina for 65 of my 75 years, and I've been up in the upstate of South Carolina, the Spartanburg area, for 46 of those years. So, you know, you get to be around here a long. I've been a staple in this place for a long time. Only been a ham for about 33 years now. So, yeah, it all works out, and I learn a lot of different things over the years. You know.
Oh yeah. So, like I said, been here close to 8 years, going on 8 years now. Came here and actually met my wife, who I am with now. Her and I've been married now for 2 years and still working on things.
Married for 45 years before my wife passed away, so been there, done that. And I'm getting down here. I'm going to be getting close to home here in a few minutes, so I'm going to go ahead and sign with you. And I got to make one more stop, and I'll turn the radio off and then won't turn it back on. And I'll maybe have the 2 meter on in the house when I get there. Anyway, good to talk to you. Name here is Rusty, Romeo Uniform Sierra Tango Yankee. And like I said, I've been down here in this area for about 46 years. So good to talk to you. You have a good afternoon, and we'll catch you later. KB2GNU, this is, no, GUN, I think it is. This is Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, 73.
All right, you have a great one, and yeah, call sign KB2GUN, and name here is Bill, and I'll catch you later, and KB2GUN clear.
India, Yankee, India, my Bill.
3DNR. KN4SWB and 3DNR. KN4SWB and 3DNR. KN4SWB and 3DNR. Okay, then. We both have some work to do. Anyway, I could hear you on Sunflex. You couldn't hear me. You were a little bit broken, but very readable. And now it's to reverse on this one. Anyway, and 3DNR clear.
AC.
NR.
DNR, I think, N4DJC.
3DNR.
Hope your day's going well. Kind of not very pleasant outside today.
Sir, I was trying to get KN4SWB. I think he was having some problems on his end, but I'm on top of Mount Mitchell on a handheld. What repeater is this?
The one on top of Caesar's Head, Graver repeater.
Good deal. I just wasn't sure. He just gave me the frequency in PL.
There's another repeater on this frequency. This does not use a PL tone, though.
Yes, sir. We were trying a Simplex contact. He's over in Pickens. I was reading him on Simplex on 420. He couldn't hear me on the handheld from up here, though. So it was worth a try.
Pickens, I'm in Anderson, which is much further south. This has a pretty distance up about 3,500 feet on the North Carolina, South Carolina line. He can hit it from Pickens pretty easily, so you ought to be able to get a hold of him by this repeater then. And I'll clear, let you guys get contact. N4DJC clear.
Well, thank you for coming back to me, and instead of 7-3, I'll say Merry Christmas, and you're good, and we got to get hiking now. Got to get moving, so y'all have a good one. N3DNR, clear.